Open your worship bulletin, and you'll find just inside here an area called Scripture Surfing. And these are the verses for this next week. So as you begin tomorrow, I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to read through God's Word. Use that to spend your time with the Lord. Wake up extra earlier. Have your time. Have your place. Get with the Lord. And each day, just be alone with Him and His Word and let Him speak to your heart. Ask Him to speak to you. Have something to write on. And as you read, whatever He impresses on your heart, jot that down so you can go back and pray about it. And then come on a Wednesday or a Sunday night and share some of the things that He's given to you. Well, we're going to look at last week's readings as you read through last week. And we'll look right now. Open with me to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 25. And if you're new at this, let's open your Bible. There should be one in the seat next to you. Get a Bible and open it right to the middle and then turn to the right a little bit. You'll see Isaiah and then Jeremiah. And look at Jeremiah chapter 24. And we're going to surf through Thursday and Friday's readings. Jeremiah 25, excuse me. So in Jeremiah 25, look at verses 3 and 4 of 25. For 23 years from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me. This is Jeremiah speaking. The word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And though the Lord has sent all His servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid attention. How's the Lord speaking to you today? Or how's He been speaking to you in these last days? This is how He spoke then. How's He speaking to you? Are you listening? That's the important part. Are you listening? Turn over to chapter 26 and look with me at verses 2 and 3. Of 26. This is what the Lord says. Stand in the courtyard. God's speaking to Jeremiah. Stand in the courtyard of the Lord's house and speak to all the people of the towns of Judah who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Tell them everything I command you. Do not omit a word. Perhaps they will listen and each will turn from his evil way. Then I will relent and not bring on them the disaster I was planning because of the evil they have done. Are you listening to the Lord? What does He want you to turn from before He has to bring discipline? Turn over. And then on chapter 27. Look at chapter 27. Verses 9 and 10. God says this in His Word. So do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your interpreters of dreams, your mediums or your sorcerers who tell you, you will not serve the king of Babylon. They prophesy lies to you that will only serve to remove you far from your lands. I will banish you and you will perish. Look at all those different means God is saying. Don't listen to any of those people seeking guidance from all these different places. Well, we got places today. You can go to a horoscope. You can go to, if you live in New Orleans like I used to and work in the French Quarter, you'll see all these tarot card readers and fortune tellers. And we got that sheriff right here in Montgomery. But any other source, those are all abominations to the Lord. Any other source but Him is not from Him. Go to Him when you need guidance, whatever you need. And then in 28, hold your place there. We're going to dive down there in 28 with a message in just a moment. But turn over to Mark. Turn over to Mark chapter 10. That's in your New Testament. If you're new at this, that's the last third of the Bible. In Mark chapter 10. Look at verse 15. I tell you, this is Jesus speaking, I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. We need to all change and become like little children. We need faith of children, faith like a child. And then look at chapter 11. Look at verse 24 of chapter 11. Therefore, Jesus speaking, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Pray in great faith. And in Psalm 117, turn back to Psalms. That's pretty much in the middle of your Bible, but you back up just a little bit. You might not can get there in time, but listen to Psalm 116, these first five verses. I love the Lord, for He heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because He turned His ear to me. I will call on Him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called to the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. So I hope you held your place there in Jeremiah 28. I want to share a word with you from Jeremiah 28. Stay tuned. Stay tuned in to the right voice. Pray with me. Father, we just ask right now, Lord, that we would tune into Your voice. Lord, that we block out any other voice. The world, our own flesh, the devil, Lord, that we would tune into Your voice. And we'd stay tuned in there, Lord. Get me out of the way. Let us hear from You. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. I have a radio that I listen to just about every morning with some headphones early in the morning. And I'm making coffee and things. And I always listen to Faith Radio, 89.1 FM. Great Bible teaching. You need to keep that station set on your dial. But I always listen to 89.1, and I've been listening for years, so I know it. I know that station. I can recognize that station. Well, not too long ago, I got up and had my radio on, was walking around, and I was listening to something. And I wasn't recognizing that voice. I wasn't recognized in that station. I was saying, this just isn't right. Something is strange about this. What is this? And I kept listening. And you know, if I listened long enough, I could really challenge this wrong voice that I was hearing. Because at 5:45, as I'm listening, I always hear Ron Hutchcraft come on at that time. And at 5:45 came, I wasn't hearing Ron Hutchcraft on this station. It wouldn't have passed that test. And so, of course, I realized this is not my station. And so I began to change. And, of course, I tuned in and I got my station. And I do all I can to keep it tuned there. Well, Jeremiah chapter 28. There's a prophet here. It's a false prophet named Hananiah. And Jeremiah listens to him. Jeremiah, the real prophet, the true prophet of God, he listens. And he recognizes a wrong voice here in Hananiah. And he challenges that wrong voice. And he tunes into the right voice. Listen to Jeremiah 28. In the fifth month of that same year, of the fourth year, early in the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azur, who was from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years, I will bring back to this place all the articles of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, removed from here and took to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, son of Judah, and all the other exiles from Judah who went to Babylon, declares the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. And at this time, Jeremiah, in previous chapter, he had put on this yoke as an illustration. He was wearing this yoke. Then in verse 5, then the prophet Jeremiah replied to the prophet Hananiah, before the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord, he said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words you have prophesied by bringing the articles of the Lord's house and all the exiles back to this place from Babylon. Nevertheless, listen to what I have to say in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. From early times, the prophets who preceded you and me have prophesied war, disaster, and plague against many countries and great kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace will be recognized as one truly sent by the Lord only if his prediction comes true. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke off of the neck of the prophet Jeremiah and broke it. And he said before all, the people, this is what the Lord says. In the same way will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, off the neck of the nations within 2 years. At this, the prophet Jeremiah went on his way. Shortly after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Go and tell Hananiah, this is what the Lord says. You have broken a wooden yoke, but in its place you will get a yoke of iron. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. I will put an iron yoke on the necks of all the nations to make them serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they will serve him. I will even give him control over the wild animals. Then the prophet Jeremiah said to Hananiah the prophet, Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, yet you have persuaded this nation to trust in lies. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I am about to remove you from the face of the earth. This very year you are going to die because you have preached rebellion against the Lord. In the seventh month of that same year, Hananiah the prophet died. What can we learn from this false prophet, this what God gives us here? First of all, recognize the wrong voice. Just like I did with my radio. Recognize the wrong voice. We see that in the first four verses, and we see it in verse 10 and 11b. Recognize the wrong voice. Jeremiah heard Hananiah given this prophecy, and he recognized there's something not right here. God's done nothing but preach judgment and disaster and all that. This man's coming in here preaching peace. Something's not right here. You know, when my parents were taking care of my grandmother for a long while, about 6 months in their house, they used a baby monitor, and my mom could have that baby monitor in the kitchen on one end, and she could have it tuned in to the frequency of the monitor in my grandmother's bedroom where she was laying. And if my grandmother needed something, she could say, Jackie. And my mom could go in there, and so she could do other things listening to that monitor, because she was tuned in to my grandmother's voice. And you know, she would have recognized the wrong voice. You know, if we were all over there and my kids came in there and they were talking to her a little bit and playing, well, my mom, she'd probably listen for a little while. I hear some voices, but as she listened, pretty soon she'd realize, oh, that doesn't sound right. That's not Mary Nell. She would listen and she would know, and then she would tune into Mary Nell's voice. And when Mary Nell said something, my mom would say, oh, yeah, I'm going to. That's how it needs to be with you and me. That's what was going on here with Jeremiah. Jeremiah was saying, something's wrong here. What about you? Do you recognize when you're not hearing the Lord's voice, when you're getting some message? You recognize that? Do you say, something's wrong here? I don't know about this. If you do that, pretty soon, you most of the time you realize you're hearing the voices of the world or your own flesh. You're hearing what you want. Or the devil, sometimes you're hearing his voice and how he's tempting you. And you know something's just not right here. I don't know about this. And you doubt what you're hearing. Well, you're recognizing the wrong voice. I was talking with a young man not too long ago. Matter of fact, he shared with our Bible study group that he was at a church one time. There was a lady that was like a prophet lady, supposedly, and And she had told him that if he didn't come to that church every time the doors were open, he was going to die. Something's just not quite right there. You listen. But hold on, this woman says she's a prophet. Sometimes you notice there's something a little off here. Maybe you're hearing the message, get a divorce. Just get a divorce, just end it. Let me think about this. I don't know, something doesn't seem quite right with this. I was talking with a friend the other day, working at the Nancy's Italian Ice over at John Allen School, and he shared with me how he was hearing the wrong voice before he came to the Lord. Him and his wife, the marriage was over. They had already decided to get a divorce. They were just trying to keep it quiet until it was all done, because they didn't want any family members saying, oh, you guys don't need to do that. So they were trying to get it all done, and they agreed to not tell each other's anybody. And then her mother came to the door one day and said, listen, I got you both these tickets to the Family Life Marriage Conference. It's going to be here at the Embassy Suites in Montgomery. And I already bought your tickets. I already got you a hotel room. I want you guys to go. They didn't want to do it. She left and he went to her and she said, I know what you're thinking. I did not tell her. I did not tell my mother. And he said, well, that can't be a coincidence. What is this? So he had to work late that day, and he had decided not to go. He had said, I'm not going to go. She said, I'm going to go and check it out. And he worked late, and he was sick. And he came back to find a note and some cold medicine. And the note said something to the effect of, I've gone. I want to try to work on this. I'll wait about 40 or 50 minutes, and if I see you, wonderful. I want to try to do this, and if not, I'll know we're sticking to the plan. He said he read it, and he decided not to do it, that he would not go. So he got in his chair, and he kind of fell asleep for a while, and he was listening to the wrong voice. He was hearing the wrong voice. But then he said that there was this pull. And he said, now I know it was conviction of the Holy Spirit. And he said, this pull kept tugging on my heart to go. And he said, I finally just said, oh man, I'm just going to go. And so he decided to go and he went. And long story short, they had to do some homework that night after the conference. And they were doing their homework together and they had to read through this lesson. And he started hearing the wrong voice again. And he said, you know, well, we'll stop it right there. And he started to turn on some football. And she said, we're not done yet. He said, there's a little bit more right here. He was listening to the wrong voice. But then he tuned into the right voice. He shut off the TV and he went back and they finished the lesson. And at the last part, there was a sinner's prayer. And they both said, well, let's just pray that together. And they began to pray it together. And he said something took over. He said there was a tingling in his body that he couldn't explain. And he said that God miraculously saved him and his wife right there as they read that prayer together. And they're still married today. It's 17 years later. Listening to the wrong voice, and recognizing it. Listening to the right voice. When you hear a voice and you're in doubt, challenge the wrong voice. That's our second point. Challenge the wrong voice. We see that in verses 5 through 9. Jeremiah challenges Hananiah. Normally, peace at this time, peace was the message of false prophets. Jeremiah challenged this prophet. When I'm listening to my headphones in the morning, I challenge the tuning of that wrong station by 5:45. If I don't hear Ron Hutchcraft, there's something wrong here. I'm tuning into the right. It says, challenge the wrong voice. When my mom's listening to that baby monitor and she hears some voices and she listens, but they're not talking about the things my grandmother would talk about. She challenges those voices. How do we challenge the wrong voices? You're hearing something, you're not sure about it, something just doesn't sound quite right about this message. How do you challenge that voice? You check it against God's Word. That's how you challenge it. You check it against God's word, the truth. And if it doesn't line up with God's word, then you know it's the wrong voice. This is his word. This is his voice. So whatever comes your way, whatever message you hear, no matter what the source is, the world, the flesh, the devil, check it against God's word. If it goes against God's word, it's not his voice. It's the wrong voice. Challenge that voice. This is what the Bereans did when they heard the teaching of the word of God. And they didn't just say, oh, well, great. No, they went and checked it. They heard teaching and they went and checked it against the scriptures to see if it was true. We need to be like that. 1 John 4, God gives us a test. And he says, test the spirits. Read 1 John 4 on your own time. Test the spirits to see whether they are from God. There's many false prophets and teachings that have gone out into the world. And the way you know whether it's from God or not is find out what they believe about Jesus Christ. Do they believe he's fully God and fully man? Check. Challenge those voices. The Lord challenged the voice of Peter. Peter saying, Jesus is talking about all these sufferings he's going to have to go through. And Peter says, no, Lord, that would never happen to you. And the Lord challenges Peter's voice. The Lord realizes who that's from. And the Lord turns right to Peter and says, get thee behind me, Satan. Challenge those voices. And finally, stay tuned in to the right voice. Stay tuned in to the right voice. We see this in 11c. through verse 17. Stay tuned in to the right voice. With my radio out, I tuned right back to Faith Radio. I want to keep it there. My mom, she would just listen, and when she would hear Mary Nell's voice, she was tuned into that voice once she knew that there were these other voices around. Tune in to God's voice. Tune into his word. How do you tune in to God's word? How do you tune into his voice and keep it there and stay there? Oh, there's so many ways you can do that. You can start with your scripture surfing. And you can wake up every day early and train for the Lord, for that crown that'll last. And you can spend that time with the Lord and let him speak to you and saturate yourself in his word. You can get our daily bread devotional guide out there and do the same thing. Any children, you can get your More magazine, your EC magazine, your Express. You spend that time with the Lord. You listen through his word. Make sure you're a part of a group of 12. You have your group of 12. Jesus had his group of 12. Are you a part of our Bible study ministry? Have you found the place that you fit, the group that you fit in here at Highland Avenue, your group of 12, so to speak? It's called Bible study. It's at 9 o'clock. Make sure you connect with your group. You'll tune in there with that group, with those believers, as you all connect together. You're tuning in right now. Sunday morning, you worship, you tune in. Sunday evening, we have discipleship. You can tune in there. Tune in Wednesday. You come and you fellowship with other believers, and you tune in through prayer and his word Wednesday. If you're a man, you can go to Panera Bread 5:15 Thursday, and you tune in some more with a group of guys. You can keep your radio tuned on 89.1 and just stay tuned in throughout the day to his voice. You can turn the TV on different stations, Fraser Network, different places. Pray. Pray continually. You can tune in by sharing him with others. You can be here at 3:45 this afternoon and you can head out and see some people and share Jesus. Doing what he's called us to do. You're tuning in. You can tune in by doing what Lance and Joan did. And giving all that you are to the Lord. He gave everything to you. And you can give it all back to him. And you can say, well, Lord, I'll certainly start with my tithe. I'll give you a tenth of all that I have as you require. That's yours. You can start there. Lord, I want to give you gifts and offerings. I want to give to you, Lord. I give you all. Well, what do you need to do? I give you my time, Lord. I want to serve you. Thank you for gifting me. You've told me you've given every believer a spiritual gift. Thank you, Lord. I want to serve you with it as you've called me to. What do you need to do as a result of His Word? Are you hearing the right voice? What's His voice telling you to do? Well, you make sure you do it. You do that. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your love for us and what You're doing in our lives. Lord, teach us to hear Your voice. Lord, I know, Lord, we can only recognize it if we spend time with You. We get to know You, Lord. Help us to tune into You in all these different ways, Lord, into Your voice. But Lord, there may be somebody here today that says, well, Lord, I don't know Your voice. I don't even know what it sounds like. And Lord, help that person to recognize that could be that they don't know You yet personally. That You would say to them, You are not my sheep yet. But there are many that He calls to His fold to be His sheep. Lord, if there's that person here today that is not yet Your sheep, so of course they can't hear Your voice except to hear You say, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears My voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Lord, help them to hear Your call this morning. If they don't know You yet, if there's anybody here today, if they died and they stood before You and You said, why should I let You into My kingdom? Lord, if there's anybody here that would give any answer other than because I'm trusting You to get me in here, Jesus. Lord, help them to turn right now to repent, to have a deep change of mind and to say, Lord, I need You. I am a sinner. I thank You that You've died for my sins. I believe that You took my punishment, death and hell, that You took it and You paid it and that You're raised from the dead. And Lord, I'm tired of not hearing Your voice. I'm tired of not being Your sheep. I want to be Yours. I give You my life. I give You my all. And right now, I trust You to save me. Just like I'm trusting in the chair I'm sitting in to hold me up. Lord, Jesus, I trust You to save me from my sins, to take me to heaven one day. I put all my faith in You. Save me, Jesus. Have mercy on me. And Lord, I thank You. You've done that for that one. Or maybe there's others that need to surrender all to You, need to tune into Your voice. Help them to do that. Lord, whatever You're speaking to each one of us, Lord, may we do whatever You tell us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.